Adventurous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hi, DJ Ambie.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Tuesday. Yes, it's Tuesday. What up with you, Yeezy?
Nothing. I'm just chilling. I learned a lot of things yesterday.
What did you learn?
Well, I was doing my lip service podcast with my girls.
The sex podcast.
I mean, it's more than just sex. It's relationships and other things, too.
Mostly sex.
Yeah, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching Money and Violence?
No.
This season yet?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
You know, that none of them are online anymore, not even on Tidal, because they did a deal with Lionsgate. So you have to wait now to buy the whole seasons.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they had a deal with Tidal the first year, something like that, and then after that. But I guess their deal was up or
yeah,
more
so
money.
They took them all off.
Really?
So, yeah.
I'm not mad at
I was
at
trying
them.
To catch up, but now I have to wait.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to them. I'm sure if they did a deal with Lionsgate, that means it's a lot of bread, a lot of money.
It feels weird to you not having any sports to watch at night, huh?
It definitely does feel weird last night. Last night I was, shout to Aces. Aces is probably one of the best gentlemen clubs in New York City. I DJed there last night. And it's just odd to see baseball on. This is odd. It's just, you want to see basketball, you want to see football. So how many more weeks we got till football starts again?
Real football?
Yeah, real football. A while?
A couple months
to real football. And I've been riding around. Shout to Ray J. Ray J stopped through yesterday. He just popped up on us and he
these
bought us all
bikes.
These scooty bikes. And
it's
I've been
right up your alley.
I've been riding them scooty bikes all day long.
Now, Envy likes any new toy.
Now, mind
out.
You, today is Madison's graduation. She graduates to eighth grade. So,
your daughter.
Right. So I bought her a scooty bike yesterday, too.
That's nice of you.
But I couldn't.
You got a pink one?
Yeah, I got her a pink one. But I couldn't ride it while she was home because I didn't want to spoil me getting it for her. So when she went to go do her hair, I was out riding a scooty bike. Then she got home and I had to hide it. Then she went to go do her nails.
Then
I was riding a scooty bike. So today is her graduation. I'm going to leave a little early because her graduation's in the morning. So I'm going to go to her school and go to her graduation. When she comes out of graduation, the scooty bike's going to be out there waiting for her.
Well, ain't that beautiful? You know what I did yesterday that I never did before? I got my car detailed.
Really?
I've never, ever done that in my life.
Really? After all these years having a car? You know what, Yee? We got to have a conversation. Like, these are things that your man should do for you. Like, your man should do... Like, you shouldn't have to do oil changes. You shouldn't have to detail your car.
Well, I don't really do it myself.
You shouldn't have to change your tires. You shouldn't have to do none of that. Your man should do that. That's Sunday morning activity. You wake up, cook breakfast. He takes care of the cars. You get back, you give him some.
Well, yesterday was pretty easy because I was at work, and then I had to be in the city until, like, 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left the car there and came back and got it right here.
There's certain activity you shouldn't be doing. You shouldn't be doing it.
My father actually raised me to learn how to do a lot of things myself. Like, I know how to change oil. I know how to change my tires. I know how to mow the lawn.
It's funny. I spoke to your dad yesterday, and he said that you need a man. He was like, Angela, you need a man. He was like, first of all,
I have a boyfriend.
Oh. Then first,
what are you talking about?
First of all, he was like, I love Angela Yee. We just couldn't take her to Disney World because I asked him, if you just joined us, Angela Yee has never been to Disney World. Her parents never took her to Disney World, and I always joke that her parents don't love her. He was like, I actually do. We just didn't go to Disney World. We went to the island. We went to Monster Rat instead of Disney World. I was like, all right, you get a pass for that one.
Whatever.
So your dad really loves you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Donald Trump. Somebody wants to assassinate him.
That person from Jersey, too, I heard.
And he also got rid of his campaign manager. We'll tell you what happened. And then this story really disturbed me yesterday. I actually had posted about it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you put your 13-year-old by herself on a flight. You pay some extra money.
This is crazy. I heard this story.
And then somebody gropes her on the plane.
This is disgusting. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Get your ass up. It's Designer. It's Panda. That's Panda Designer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. There's no sports, no basketball, nothing. The draft is tomorrow, right? Wednesday, no.
Thursday.
NBA. How do you know when the draft is, girl?
Oh, because I have friends who work behind the scenes, and I know a lot of them are coming to town.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get in front page news. Somebody tried to kill Trump.
Yes, a 19-year-old has been charged after he was trying to assassinate Donald Trump, allegedly. Now, that 19-year-old is Michael Sanford. His driver's license is from the UK, but he's been living in Hoboken, New Jersey for the past year and a half. Now, apparently, he tried to grab a gun from one of the officers,
saying
that he wanted to get Donald Trump's autograph, but instead, that's when he tried to take the gun and kill Donald Trump. Officers quickly took him into custody, and he did tell them that he tried to take the gun to shoot and kill Trump.
He took the gun out of the officer's holster?
He tried to.
He's crazy. He's crazy. He could have got himself killed.
That was a suicide mission, clearly.
Absolutely. And he's lucky they didn't shoot his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, what else is going on? Now, tell us about this 13-year-old girl.
Oh, and Donald Trump, by the way, also fired his campaign manager. I don't know if you saw that, but Corey Lewandowski was fired. And apparently his daughter, Ivanka, said either he goes or I do. I guess a lot of people don't get along with him. People do not like him behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Even the Republican National Committee members don't like him. And the last straw was that Lewandowski was caught red-handed trying to plant a negative story about Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner.
Now, if you follow politics, it's getting very scary because more and more people are starting to really like Trump and giving excuses why they like Trump, which is scary.
Well, they said the polls right now, Hillary Clinton is 47% to 40% for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's very scary. People are giving excuses like, well, Trump's not a real politician. He's just real. No, he's a liar and a racist. It's very scary.
They said that his campaign manager was walking around the campaign with a baseball bat, giving orders with it and tapping people with it. They were like, okay, this is enough. This guy's nuts.
Yeah, that's a little too much. Now let's talk about this 13-year-old girl. This story breaks my heart.
This story is horrifying to me. This all happened on a flight. Now, if you're an unaccompanied minor on a flight, you pay some extra, $150 per way each way. So it was $300 round trip. So that the airline, you would think, takes care of you, make sure you're good.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Now, the flight was an American Airlines flight. It was only half full. The young girl was sitting in a window seat. And this guy comes on the flight. His name is Chad Camp, 26 years old, sits in the middle seat next to her. That was his assigned seat. They come over. They ask him, hey, do you want to move your seat? Because the flight's only half full, so you have some more space. He said, no, I'm good here. He also had four drinks in 1 hour at the bar.
Okay.
He has a history of substance abuse. And on the flight, apparently, he was molesting and touching this young 13-year-old girl. Now, a flight attendant came by and saw a tear coming down her face, and his hand was on her crotch.
Really?
And that's when she made him move. He tried to slide over into the aisle seat, and they were like, nah, you gotta move. And he got arrested when he got off of the flight, and the young girl was ushered away quickly and gave a statement to police. But she was horrified, terrified. She was scared to even get up and use the bathroom during the flight.
She should have peed on him.
She was too scared.
And started screaming.
Yeah, well, I was curious why she didn't scream when the guy started molesting her.
Something like this probably never happened to her, and she didn't know how to handle it. She's only 13 years old, and she was terrified. And they said first he was leaning over her on the seat, and she was, like, moving back out of his way. I can't imagine. She didn't know what to do. That's why it's important.
They should have whooped his ass on that flight. All the fathers on that flight should have whooped his ass, man.
And that's why you got to, early on, you got to tell your kids to be rowdy when it comes to strangers, yo. Yell and scream. Show them where they shouldn't be touched. Like, period.
Now, but the airline is somewhat responsible for this because if a man is sitting next to an unaccompanied minor who you're supposed to be watching on the flight, who you got paid to take care of,
is 13 considered a minor on the plane?
Yes.
The only problem with that is that was his assigned seat. It's not like he moved it. That was his assigned seat. That's the seat that he bought.
It's a half-empty flight.
Doesn't matter. That was his assigned seat. I mean, they should have said, sir, you got to move.
Because it's a little creepy already.
Absolutely.
But they usually ask. They usually ask if there's a minor on the plane. Like, they usually say...
No, they walked to on the plane. They paid, like, you can pay an additional $300, and somebody will take your daughter on the flight for you and then take her off the flight and bring her to you.
Yeah, I know, but then they usually ask who's sitting by the person. Like, that's happened to me plenty of times when I'm with my daughter.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. They'd be like, are you the father? And I'm like, I hope so.
They got to pay more attention because that's happened
that's
before.
That's sad, man. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad this morning because when I was walking in the building.
Wait, tell us when we come back.
Okay.
When we come back.
Because I just don't understand what's going on out here on this planet sometimes.
When we come back. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Whatever it may be, if you're upset, now is your time to vent. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy Self from Palm Beach County, Florida, man. I want to say y'all are the coolest growing radio show out there. Charlamagne, you my bro, man.
Hey, you my bro, sir.
There you go.
Hey, check this out. I went to court yesterday, all right? And I'm kind of not mad. I'm kind of happy because I went to court because my baby mama tried to take me to go up on my child support, and come to find out, because I had just got out of jail, they knocked $20 off my child support, so she hot right now. I'm only paying $45 a week.
Okay, drop one of Clues Bombs for that $45 a week.
Let's be honest, that's still your kid, man. For $45 a week, your kid needs more than $45 a week, bro.
It's no problem. I'm saying I take care of it. It's not like I was put on child support because I wasn't taking care of it. It's something that we agreed to do.
Okay.
But now that we broke up, you feel me? She done moved on and got her a better job and stuff like that, got another dude. Just trying to be spiteful.
You got a job, bro?
Yeah, I got a job. I'm a civil engineer.
All right, we
got
to give your kid more than $45 a week.
He is. See, that's what people don't understand about child support. This man is taking care of his kid. That's just what the court told him to pay baby mama.
Okay. See, this is how it worked because we were together and everything like that, right? The money was coming back home. So it was like, you know, a thing to get the food stamps and all that stuff because we were together coming out of college. But now that we both in our careers and stuff now, it's like, okay, she got her little thing with other dude. We broke up like that. So now she just being spiteful.
Now, listen, my brother, I will say this. If your baby mama's happy, then your child will be happier. So it's nothing wrong with giving her a little extra if you got it.
Hey, I know. I got you, boy.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. Hi, it's Dandy.
What's up, mama? Tell them how you mad.
Okay. Well, I just started dating a guy. And, well, it's not what you think. Actually, everything's been great. We met when we were kids, and we actually just linked back up. He was actually my first kiss.
Oh, that's sweet.
What about your first finger?
You said what?
Go ahead. Keep going.
So, we just recently had sex, and afterwards, we both decided to get texted. I don't know why we waited till after the fact, but...
Uh-oh.
His came back really quick. He's in the military. So, you know, came back clear. He's like, yeah, you know, I knew everything would be fine, blah, blah, blah. So I go to the doctor and, you know, I ask for an HPV test. Why? I don't know why I feel insistent to do it. I'm 27. And usually they don't ask you to get tested until you're about 30. So,
come on, you're teasing us. What do you have?
I just found out that I have genital warts.
Wow. Okay.
Right. See, I've never had an outbreak, and we've already had sex.
Ooh.
See, now remember I was telling y'all about this because I learned about this from the sexpert.
Yeah, wow. But she didn't know she had it, though.
I know. A lot of people don't know they have it.
Did you tell
because
her yet?
Some people have been exposed to it and never had an outbreak.
I haven't told them yet. I don't know how to tell them.
I wouldn't tell them.
No, you got to tell them.
I don't know if you watched the show, but comes on Stars about that LeBron produced.
Survivor's
Remorse. There's an episode of Survivor's Remorse where the girl actually tells him that she has genital warts. You should watch that.
I mean, truth be told, he might be lying to you. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna have a test and then test positive, whatever it is, for something, and then come to you and be like, hey, yeah, I did get something. You first.
See, but the truth of the matter is that if men have HPV,
they may never
most
know.
Of the time they don't test men for HPV.
Right.
They don't even test women for HPV. So, you know, I'm just disturbed. I'm so glad that I made it through because so many women my age, right. You know, 25, 26, 27, I just turned 27. And, I mean, I have to live with this for the rest of my life. It's shameful.
Damn, everybody got HPV, though. HPV is like a Snapchat page. Everybody
but
got
not
one.
Everybody.
Listen, there's more than 3 million cases a year in the United States.
Of genital warts?
And, of HPV. Yeah.
You should date you a blind man and let him rub across the vagina and see what it says.
Stop it.
Thank you for the advice.
Do you wanna call him? Do you want to call him right now with us on the phone?
No.
I don't want no part of
that. And just so you know, they have these anonymous e-cards that you can send. We also discussed this on the show to let somebody know that they may have been exposed to an STI. So you can send him an e-card or a voicemail anonymously.
And you can always look at the positive. HPV can stand for happy people virus.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Good luck, happy people have the virus.
I'm sorry for you.
Thank you, guys. Bye, MV.
Bye.
Thanks, Charlamagne.
Peace.
Now, Charlamagne, why are you mad? You better be happy after that story.
No, I'll tell you next break.
All right, well, tell us when
we come
back. I
got sexually harassed this morning.
Really?
By a guy.
Whoa, okay, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tell them why you mad.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We was doing Tell Him Why You Mad, and Charlamagne said he got sexually harassed this morning. Let me hear this story.
Nah, man, you know what it is? I just got to stop being so accessible to people. I be trying to be nice, you know what I'm saying, because I feel like people have presented me a lot of opportunity, and,
okay.
I like to have conversation with people because I've gotten the way I've gotten to by having conversations with people. So
okay.
I saw this dude tweet this morning that... he came to the radio station, didn't know he needed an appointment. So I just tweeted him back. I'm like, what would make you think otherwise? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so he tweeted back like I was just praying and hoping. So
you
I
can't just show up to someone's job.
Yeah.
But so when you throw God in there praying, you was like, okay, this is a positive brother.
Yeah. So I pull up to the radio station. I see dude standing outside. He's African. You know what I'm saying? Nigerian. Probably a Wale fan. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Wale fan.
Whatever. So, you know, I walk into the building and he comes in and he's like, yo, what's up, man? You know, I just want to talk. I'm like, I'm running late as it is. You know what I mean? Like, what's up? And he's like, can I get a picture? I'm like, sure. So we take a picture. And then after we take the picture, like, I give him dap, and he kind of holds my hand a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to snuff this motherfucker. And then he goes, yo, just want to tell you that you're very handsome.
Wow.
I'm like,
that's flattering.
No doubt. And
what,
I kept him moving.
What did you say? That's all you said?
I said, no doubt, and I kept it moving. But I'm like, yo, you outside the radio station at 6 o'clock in the morning and take a picture and tell me I'm very handsome. What if I didn't feel like being handsome today?
Well, that's cute.
All right? Why didn't you just say that away? How you going to holler at my bae on my ground?
Why didn't you just say thank you?
I did. I said, no doubt.
That's not thank you.
Men don't call
that
women
is a thank you from a man. No doubt. No doubt.
That's awkward. If somebody comes to me and say, hey, what's up, bro? You handsome. I don't know how to answer that. I don't get that.
By the way, I've gotten compliments from men before. Men that were obviously gay. You know what I'm saying? But this just threw me off because this dude looked like he could have been a shooter. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then he just said, yo, Charlamagne. This was like after I was walking out, turned around, like, you handsome. You very handsome.
So there's shooters that are gay.
There's security guard giggling at me. I'm like, oh, F you. You know what I'm saying? Security guard behind
really
the desk
nice.
Giggling.
Let me see what you wear. Stand up. Let me see what you wear.
I mean, I got a nice little Sir Fresh 89 shirt.
See, there
shirt,
you go.
You know
is your little Sir Fresh is fitting your arms.
I mean,
really
I know
good.
I got my
you
summer
know?
Body and everything, but
plus,
still.
He might think that you're a challenge, and a lot of times, you know, people like challenges.
You got to shoot his shot, though.
It's definitely a challenge, meaning that you're going to have to rape me.
You can't be mad if he shot his shot. He shot his shot.
I mean, it's not about shooting your shot. It's just like it's 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. Is that you know how when girls walk down the street and guys be like, smile?
A whistle, yeah.
What if I don't feel like smiling? You like that? You and guys be like, smile?
I just ignore everybody.
Yeah. See, girls don't like that. I don't like that either. Don't just be walking up to me early in the morning, 6 o'clock, talking about I'm handsome. I don't feel like being handsome yet.
All right.
Wait until about 8 or 9.
So he should have told you was ugly.
No, I don't like that either. But just wait till about 8 or 9. I ain't had no breakfast yet.
So you say he
you
should come
your
back?
You makeup on.
No, he definitely shouldn't come back.
He shouldn't come back and do it at
10? I'll come back. Listen, I've been, people have tried to jump me in front of the station. You've seen the Can I Get a Drop video. I've been in like 2 fights out here. I don't like people just walking up to me 6 o'clock in the morning at any time.
And you stopped. I'm surprised you even stopped.
Something going to happen to you. But you know I'm just saying, I don't wish that on nobody, but you know, just don't do it. It makes me nervous.
On that note, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about what LeBron had to say after winning the championship. Also, Kalani gives a shout out to her former boo. We'll tell you what she said.
Kalani
got to
stand down.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently Drake lost a bet to French Montana after the Cavaliers won the NBA Finals. Here is what French Montana has to say to Drake.
Shout out to my brother, Drizzy Drake, for that 60 bands, because you ain't believe in LeBron.
Well, I mean, French has to understand that Drake is going to ride with his waffle-colored beige brethren, Steph Curry and Klay, right?
Right, well, absolutely. And clearly, Drake has 60 bands to pay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
He also was just working on a new music video. I don't know if you guys saw them in DR, in the Dominican Republic. They were doing a no shopping video.
Yeah, I see someone playing golf or something like that, right?
Yeah, it looks like they were having a good time. Now, LeBron posted on Instagram, he said, they said you lost a step, wasn't explosive as once was. The best days was in the rear view, questioned your drive.
He said real view.
Yeah. Questions your drive, your leadership, your commitment. You don't have killer instinct. Going back home is the worst mistake in your career. He got the coach fired. Players traded. Won't work between him and Kyrie. Him and Kev won't work. Love your teammates too much. There's no way he can deliver a championship in his hometown, etc. But guess what? That's none of my business. He said, this one is for the land. Put some respect on my name.
Drop one of Clues Bombs and put some respect on my name, damn it.
Absolutely.
This is definitely the year of respect with a K.
Everybody wants their respect this year.
You salute the Birdman.
Cannot blame them.
Okay, for that 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
You saw Birdman holding hands with Toni Braxton on video also?
No.
They really are a couple. All right, now Kalani in the meantime. After
who's Kalani?
She's the one that was dating Kyrie Irving that tried to kill herself.
Got you.
After the whole situation.
Left Kyrie for Drake's boy.
Party Next Door posted.
Got you.
Right. Well, anyway.
Bad decision maker she is.
She put up a picture and she said, tough night for the city, but congratulations. The most humble person I've ever met at Kyrie Irving. I love you.
Oh, now you love Kyrie Kalani. First of all, why feed the internet trolls? There was already a million Hey Big Head memes with people saying Kalani was going to jump back on Kyrie's penis, and then you just gave the internet more fuel by posting that?
She should have texted him.
If I was Kyrie, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't retweet it.
She had deleted her Instagram before that because people were trolling her so much, and then she comes back and posts that.
Kyrie, if somebody asks you about it, act like you ain't even see it. Don't even acknowledge it, okay? She wanted to be a party next door, you be petty next door.
All right, well, she went through a lot, clearly. She was, you know, she did try to kill herself. So I don't think you want to take that lightly.
I mean.
And people are still going in on her, so, you know.
Kyrie's a multimillionaire basketball player. Sometimes when you make poor choices in life, you can't live with those poor choices.
All right, Selma Blair was taken off of a Delta flight on Monday. She just recently played in American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. She was actually Kris Jenner on there, but you know who Selma Blair is, right, guys?
Okay, now I see a picture.
She was in Cruel Intentions. Oh, she was in Legally Blonde.
She got a nice collarbone.
Well, she was on a flight on Delta, and she was coming from Cancun to LAX. They said she was in first class drinking wine. Now, some people say she appeared to put something in her glass and mix it in. All of a sudden, she started crying on the flight.
Why are people so nosy? Why are you paying attention to what I put in my cup?
She's famous. They probably were looking like, Jesus. Oh, that's Kris Jenner.
So she started crying crazy?
Then she started saying, he burns my private parts.
What?
He won't let me eat or drink. He beats me. He's going to kill me.
And she should have got arrested.
Who's he? He sound worse than they. Who is he?
Two nurses had to come on board, and they had to check her bags for pills, and they had to tell the radio ahead and say there was a passenger on board. She'd been mixing alcohol and meds. They put her on a stretcher when she got off the plane, and she was taken to a hospital.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to start tying people down when they talk like that on the plane.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, it's the plane, man. You can't. It's no time for suspicious behavior and crazy acting stuff on the plane. Not in this day and age.
Woo.
As soon as she start acting like that, lock her in the bathroom.
Hopefully she's not going through. She said he burns my private parts.
That's crazy.
He beats me. He won't let me eat or drink. So you can't be mixing the meds with no liquor, man.
Or having sex with nobody with gonorrhea, clearly.
Either or.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. All right, Charlamagne, I'm up out of here. I will see you guys later on.
Where the hell you going?
Where are you going?
I'm up out of this biatch.
What the hell is you talking about?
Nah, I gotta go. I'll see you in a couple hours. My daughter's graduation. She graduated.
Well, I didn't know that.
You're leaving that early?
You don't just say that. Hey, I'm out. Like, I don't know.
Abby, are you kidding us?
What?
You didn't even tell us that.
I just told you.
On the air along with everybody else? Can we have some type of huddle ahead of time?
I don't care if you leave, to be honest with you. But
I thought you were going to Abu Dhabi again or something.
No, I'm just going to my daughter's graduation. I will see y'all in a little bit. Now, if I see the guy downstairs that was flirting with you, should I tell him to wait for you?
Or? No, obviously, he didn't have a crush on you. He had a crush on Charlamagne.
No, I mean,
don't tell him that.
Well, we have front page news when we come back here?
Yeah, apparently Envy has a graduation to go to and he's leaving right now. And we'll talk about that in front page news. But we'll talk about Donald Trump allegedly about to get assassinated.
Oh,
and
God.
We will discuss a 13-year-old on the plane. A very unfortunate and incident that will make you so angry.
Only thing I hate about you leaving is that I actually got to work now. Lord have mercy.
Well, I'll be listening in the car. You guys have fun. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Beat it. Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. As you just heard, our beige brother DJ Envy has exited stage left.
Who knew?
He didn't quit. It was his daughter's graduation or something. All right. So let's get into front page news. A man tried to grab a gun at a Trump rally, Angela Yee?
Well, yes. What happened was this guy, he was 19 years old. He showed up to this Trump rally, and he had made some conversation with one of the security guards, and that's when he tried to take the officer's gun and shoot Donald Trump.
He didn't really want to kill Donald Trump, because if he really wanted to shoot Donald Trump, he'd have bought his own gun.
Now, Michael Sanford, his driver's license is from the UK, but he's been living in Hoboken, New Jersey for the past year and a half.
Okay, he don't know
that. Told investigators that he wanted to shoot and kill Trump, but he was immediately taken down and taken into custody.
He don't know no better. He's from the UK. He don't understand American culture. You can get a gun like you can get a bagel out here in these streets. Okay.
Now, in addition to that, Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, was fired. Apparently, Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, said either he goes or I go. She wanted to distance herself from the campaign if Donald didn't get rid of him immediately. She's been trying to get rid of him for months. Apparently, the final straw was he was caught red-handed trying to plant a negative story about Ivanka's husband, and that was it for her.
Oh, she might have been smashing, dude.
They said he was also really crazy. He would walk around the campaign with a baseball bat, giving orders, pointing the bat at people, tapping people with the baseball bat. They said he is effing nuts.
I like my story better. He probably was smashing Donald's daughter on the side, and she got fed up with him. So she told him, kick him to the curb.
Well, a lot of people in the Republican National Party also don't like him either, so. All right. And this story made me so angry yesterday when I was...
Oh, hold on. I forgot to set you up.
Thank you.
Tell us about the 13-year-old who got sexually assaulted on the plane, Yee.
This is such a horrifying story, but this young 13-year-old girl was on a flight. She was an unaccompanied minor, so her parents paid extra, $150 per way, to make sure the airline takes care of her. And that is when Chad Camp, who's 26 years old, was sitting next to her. He was in a middle seat, even though the flight was only half full, and he wouldn't move. And apparently he had 4 mixed drinks in 1 hour at the bar before the flight. They said he does have a history of substance abuse, and he was groping the young girl. A flight attendant saw her with a tear coming down her face, and he had his hand on her crotch. That's when they made a move. He was arrested as soon as he got off the flight, and she was ushered away to go meet her dad and give a statement.
He need his throat slit. Death to all pedophiles. I do not like child molesters. I got 2 daughters. I got a 7-year-old, and I got a 10-month-old. I don't play with people who have that kind of behavior. I don't even think they should get second chances.
That's so sad. It's
I don't care
so awful.
What you got going on in your life. You know, what's going on in your head. You touch little kids, you got to go, especially little girls.
And this is important. Anybody who has kids, make sure you let them know. Any children, just let them know. If anything happens, do not be afraid to speak up, scream, yell, whatever. Nobody should ever feel like they could do that.
Oh, I mean, I've had this conversation with my daughter before, but, you know, every time I hear stories like this, I go home and reinforce that in her mind. And you don't even want to plant those seeds in her mind, but you just got to let them know, because there's so many crazy people out here in this world. And I'm not letting my daughter fly at 13 years old by herself, because I'm a micromanager of my situations. I can't see that for her.
Well, sometimes people's parents are separated, and you get to walk them all the way to the gate. They get on the plane. Someone picks them up as soon as they get off.
I don't trust it. I'm going.
Who would think?
I'm going. I'm the type of person, if she in the bathroom too long at my house, I'm like, yo, what's going on in there? Anybody in there, right?
All right, well, that is your front page news.
Now, this morning, as I was walking in the building, right? Well, first of all, I got a tweet from this dude, and the guy said that he didn't know he had to make an appointment to come up here. So when I saw that, I just tweeted him back and said, what would make you think otherwise? And then he hit me back with the, I was just praying and, you know, walking on faith. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, that touched me a little bit.
It touched you.
So then when I pull up to the station
then
this morning.
Then he touched you a little bit.
Knock it off. When I pull up to the station this morning, the dude's standing outside. I walk in, because you know I'm nervous about that kind of stuff. I got bad bones, you know what I'm saying? I'm nervous. I got bad nerves. You just don't be walking up on me. I've almost been jumped in front of the station. I've been in fights in front of the station. Don't just be walking up on me,
okay?
So I'm in the lobby talking to the dude, and he was like, yo, I just want a picture. So I took the picture with him. And as I'm walking off, he goes, yo, Charlamagne. I'm like, yo. He goes, I think you're very handsome. Security guard behind the desk giggling at me. You know what I'm saying?
He probably wanted to tell you that for so long.
And so I just said, yo, no doubt. And Angela, you act like that's not the best response.
You're supposed to say thank you.
But see, that is a thank you, I guess. No doubt. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and you're telling me I'm handsome. That's like when a woman's walking down the street and a guy be like, smile, baby. You may not feel like smiling in that moment. I didn't feel like being handsome at 6 o'clock in the morning.
He didn't ask you to smile. He just made a comment on your looks. That
damn.
Was bad. And you've been working very hard, Charlamagne, on your looks.
Are you saying I got a summer body? Tell me, go ahead now. If you're going to give me some compliments, give them to me now.
Well, I just know that you've been working hard. You've
That's
been working
all?
Out. You've been talking about it.
Okay.
You've been dieting.
Okay.
Getting your skin together.
Any more?
Isn't that because you want compliments?
I mean, I do it for myself. I don't do it for feedback from other people.
You do not look good for yourself.
If you tell me I look good, I'm going to take it as a compliment now.
No doubt.
Okay. All right, well, listen. As a man, how do you respond to same-sex compliments? That's what I want to talk about this morning. I want to know the protocol for same-sex compliments, okay?
It's happened to me a million times.
What, women tell you that you're pretty?
Yeah, they say nice things.
It's different.
Women,
it's a double standard, though. You know it's different
women
with women.
Women be like, oh, let me feel your ass. Okay. Like, they
what?
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's definitely a double standard. Can't no man walk up to no girl and be like, hey, let me feel your ass. Knock it off. 1-800-585-1051. Tell me, right now, how do you respond to same-sex compliments? What's the protocol, my brothers? It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. This is Kent Jones. What's the name of the song? I thought it just said Sac Passe. Oula. That's the name of this record. It's The Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, our waffle-colored DJ friend, Envy, has left the building.
And that was, by the way, Usher. You don't have to call. Did you see him at the game, too?
Yeah, Usher's a minority owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Nice. Good for him.
I don't know how much of a stake he owns.
I'll take it.
Yeah, they let him hold the trophy.
Okay. Now we're talking about you. You actually got stopped outside the building and told that you were handsome by a man.
Yeah, first of all, it's this dude. I'm going to give out his Twitter name.
And he actually held your hand too, right?
No, that he didn't go that way. But his Twitter name is at Didi Cruiser. And he tweeted, traveled from Brooklyn to the station, but I didn't know I needed an appointment. So I just hit him back and I said, why would you think otherwise? Because I be respecting people when they on their hustle, when they on their grind. So I just try to acknowledge everybody because you never know. Like, we were those people at one point in our life, Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you just need that right person
to
talk to.
Or maybe he got nervous and just said you were handsome. Like when you met Prince and you got nervous and said, I'm a Jehovah's Witness too.
I didn't call Prince handsome. I thought it. It's right. A difference. And I didn't think he was handsome. I just thought that he was special. Like, I wanted to hug him. But that's not my point. The point is, I'm having this conversation with this dude. He daps me up. He says he wants a picture. As I'm walking off, he goes, yo, Charlamagne, you're very handsome. So okay. I just say, no doubt. Security guard behind the desk is giggling at me. You said that's not the proper response.
No, you Angela should say Yee. Thank you when someone pays you a compliment. Say thank you.
You can't say thank you.
I told you, you've been working hard on your looks.
Thank you.
See, now that there you go.
But you're a woman. You can't say thank you to a man.
So a man can't give you a compliment?
I mean, not like that. You can't say a man's handsome. You say
he didn't say, yo, you look good.
Handsome.
He didn't say you look good.
Same thing.
Handsome
yo.
Is like, it's not a come on.
He said very handsome.
It's like, oh, he's a handsome guy.
If I say thank you, that's an invitation to my butt.
No, it's not.
If I say thank you, it's just like I used to watch all those movies like Twa and all them stuff, Pandora's Box, and they ask you them random questions like, you got something in your eye? You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you sashayed away and then did a look over the shoulder and said thank you, that might be an invitation. But if you just said, yo, thanks.
He might have took it. If I say thank you, in his mind, it might have registered as, oh, I can get his butt. I'm telling you, the way guys think when we give y'all random compliments, the way y'all respond as women makes us think we can have sex with y'all.
Women stop each other on the street all the time and give each other compliments.
It's a double standard. It's different with women. Right. Women can do that.
They'll be like, you are so pretty.
Guys
you are just
can't
beautiful.
Do that. I can't walk up to a guy and be like, you got a pretty mouth. You got a pretty
That's
mouth.
That's different.
Like somebody else told me this morning, I like the way your mustache looked this morning. I'm like, what is wrong with
it
y'all
was a
today?
Man?
Yes, it was a guy.
Well, Charlamagne, you must be giving off some type of vibe.
Is something in my eye? Let's go to the phones. Oh. What is the protocol when a man calls another man handsome or gives another man a compliment
what do you
on
think?
His looks? What's the protocol?
Well, good morning. See, the thing was, my name is Willie from Atlanta. The other day I was in the gym.
You're
with
from
my
Atlanta?
Boy.
I don't want your opinion on this topic.
No. Give me a chance. See, you know, the other day we was in the gym working out. My boy told me I look thick in the arms, and I told him, hey, your abs look right, too. You know, the other day, you got to, you know, eye for eye, compliment for a compliment.
You said your ass looks right?
Yeah, me, abs, not ass. Abs.
I thought you said ass.
I mean, y'all in the gym, though. It's context to this whole situation.
Charlamagne, like, look, real deal, your lips look well-defined. Like, you got nice lips.
Are you giving Charlamagne a compliment?
You got a pretty mouth.
No doubt.
Charlamagne got them DSLs.
Okay. Have a nice day, sir. I mean, as soon as you said you was from Atlanta, I just knew this was going left.
So he said your lips are well-defined. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. who's next on the phone?
Honestly, before a man compliments me, he got to give me some kind of disclaimer. Like, listen, no gayness. Or
come on, that's ridiculous now.
You know what I mean? In order for me to feel comfortable, you got to give me a disclaimer first. Like, no disrespect. I'm not trying to.
Why is giving someone a compliment disrespectful?
But you know, I think you're a handsome dude. You know what I mean? And then I'm up front like, that's what's up. That's what's up, though. And then change the subject.
You guys are just too much. So y'all just can't take a compliment.
And now this guy's scaring me because he deleted all his tweets to me this morning. And his last tweet to me said, hey, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. And I'm a straight Cole fan.
Huh.
First of all, I don't need to know you're straight, and I don't need to know you're a J. Cole fan.
You made him delete all his stuff. Good job, Charlamagne. And I think for women, we give each other compliments all the time. Y'all should take a page out of our book.
No, it's
be
not
able
this...
to give a compliment. Who's handsome to you, Charlamagne?
What do you mean?
Compliment someone now, another man.
Who's handsome?
Yeah, what man you think is handsome?
Yo, it's this dude, man. He works on this show called The Breakfast Club. His name is Charlamagne the God. He's a good
Envy, Charlamagne thinks you're handsome.
Guy. He got a Morris Chestnut vibe to him.
No, he
you
doesn't.
Know what I'm saying?
So that's your way of saying you think Morris Chestnut is handsome.
I mean, Morris Chestnut is handsome because he looks like me. I mean, everywhere he goes, people are stopping him.
No,
they're like, yo, you and Charlamagne related.
Okay, so you gave Morris Chestnut a compliment.
It's just a little different when it's guys complimenting other guys, especially at 6 in the morning.
Y'all need to get over that.
Taking more calls. 1-800-585-1051. How do you respond to same-sex compliments?
And where's my ladies at? Because we do this to each other all the time. They'll be like, oh, yeah, boobs look nice. Let me feel them. Oh, let me feel you. Okay.
Girls men do can't that do that. Time. I can't walk up to a man in a pair of sweatpants and be like, damn, bro, your print looks good. Let me touch your eggplant. That's just not going to work. It don't even sound right. It's the Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy has left the building. That was Big Sean. Blessings.
And you are blessed, Charlamagne.
That's
what
I'm hearing.
You got a compliment this morning.
I did get a compliment. This dude, he tweeted me. His name is, what's the guy's name on Twitter?
DD Cruiser.
DD Cruiser.
Hey, like how I know.
Yeah, and he tweeted me and he was just like,
And he actually waited outside the building for you. Grabbed your hand.
He didn't do all that.
You said he held your hand.
No,
Charlamagne, now you're lying.
He gave me dap. And then
he held your hand.
Yeah, he held my hand a little bit.
Okay, so he held your hand.
I pulled away because, you know, I be thinking dudes be trying to hold my hand so they can snuff me or something. So I'm walking off and he goes, yo, Charlamagne. I said, what's up? He goes,
you got a pretty mouth.
He got a little pretty mouth, ain't he?
No, he didn't. He said, you're very handsome, which is the same equivalent of saying you got a pretty mouth.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm just like, okay, no doubt. That's what I said to him, no doubt. But you said that was the wrong protocol.
I think you should have said thank you. When someone gives you a compliment,
nope.
Just say thank you instead of saying, oh, you know, no doubt or
nope.
Feeling weird about it. Listen, I've been working hard. Making sure I look good. I done shaved up my goatee, lined everything up, put my lotion on my face, worked out, showed my abs.
Nope.
Somebody gave you a compliment. That's what you did it for.
Thank you is an invitation to your butt.
No, it's not.
If a man tells you that you're handsome and you look good and you say thank you back, he gonna automatically think he can get through rear entry.
You should have came in here glowing because you got a compliment. It should have started your day off right. Somebody tried to say something nice to you.
I think it's the equivalent of when girls walk down the street and you be like, smile, beautiful. And she's like, I don't feel like smiling. I didn't feel like being handsome at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Or it could say to you, spark in your head, you know what? I should walk around smiling more. And you give a little smile. That's all.
I want to know what's the proper protocol when a man tells another man that they look good. They give him some type of compliment.
All right, well, let's see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got DD Cruiser on the line. DD, what's good?
Hey.
So what happened with you and Charlamagne this morning?
Hold on, this is the dude from downstairs, for real?
Yeah, it's me. Blue hat, black shirt.
What does that mean? Is this like some cold, like blowing my eye?
So now, tell us what you meant when you told Charlamagne that he was handsome and what you think would have been a good response.
Oh, well, because Charlamagne's always saying guys is always calling him ugly. So I thought, you know, I should just switch it up and then just call him handsome. I'm straight, by the way.
Okay. And he should have just said thank you, right? It's not a big deal.
I don't know. I guess a thank you, I guess.
See, this is my thing. The reason I don't like when dudes call me ugly has nothing to do with actually being ugly.
He tried to help yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't like when these hood so-called straight dudes be like, yo, you mad ugly. So I'd be like, well, who you think cute?
Now, why did you delete all of your tweets?
I thought he wasn't responding to them.
So what is it that you want from Charlamagne?
Oh, no, I'm just a big fan. Just wanted to talk to him.
Hey, I appreciate that, my brother, but I would appreciate you saying that more so than, hey, you're very handsome.
But you do think he's handsome.
I mean, once again, I'm not gay, but yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
So, Charlamagne, now you can say thank you.
No doubt.
All right, man.
Now, Charlamagne, was DD Cruiser handsome?
No, he looked unhealthy. He looked like he needed more water. His eyes had, you know how your whites in your eyes are reddish with a little bit of yellow? You young boys got to take care of yourself, okay?
That's the last time somebody gives you a compliment, sir.
Let's take another call.
Hey, good morning. Now, what is the proper protocol if a man calls another man handsome or a woman calls another woman beautiful?
As far as I'm concerned, good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angie. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm always complimenting a female for, like, if she has nice hair, good natural hair.
We do that all the time.
Exactly. Now, as far as a beautiful face, I do that at times. You know, like, you have to be really, and I could say, wow, a woman glowing. But a man should only be clothes. He can have on a sharp suit, pair of shoes, and another man could say, yo, those shoes are bad. But for the say handsome, out of the question.
I agree.
Why can't a man call another man handsome?
Out of the question. You stepping over the line.
By the way,
that's just a compliment.
No, she's right. And by the way, this is the same reason I would never use the term swag, because all swag was a way for a man to call another man sexy and not feel gay about it. I like your swag. You got swag. How that sound?
Exactly.
I think that's terrible that you can't just give a compliment and just mean you look, you're a handsome guy. Nah. Especially if somebody's been working hard on themselves.
Nah.
Nah, okay. That's offensive.
And it's the way you say it as a man. It's
so like, are you offended?
I wasn't offended. I'm just like, no
I,
doubt.
I would think a man, my husband would be offended. If he didn't know the person, he would almost be offended.
What if he'd been working out and everything, though? You know?
You know how all my people that want to compliment you and you've been working out and you look good, they'd be like, damn, you look healthy, boy.
Oh, you, yeah, you look like you've been hitting the gym. You're looking good. That's
there you
like
go.
That. You gotta be specific. You can't just say, you're looking good, you handsome. You stepping over the line.
Or how about your print looks huge?
Okay, all right. Now, thank you for calling, baby.
Y'all have a beautiful day.
You too.
All right, well, I hope y'all learned something this morning.
All right, if you're a man, do not call Charlamagne handsome if you see him in the street.
Don't call no man handsome, unless, of course, you're gay. And, you know, you think you're shooting your shot. And that's a different story.
Right.
Well, other than that, straight men should not be telling other straight men that they're handsome, okay? Say things like, you look healthy. You look like you've been hitting
you
the gym.
Healthy.
You know what I mean? Don't hit me with the you glowing. All right? Now, the moral of the story is women are never disarmed by compliments. Men always are. That is the difference between the sexes. That is a quote from Oscar Wilde. Now, yeah, you got rumors coming up?
Yes, let's discuss Troy Ave and the murder charge that people thought he might get. We'll tell you what happened. Also, Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals. Let's talk about ratings, numbers. We'll tell you how well it did.
All right, all that and more when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Troy Ave is not getting a murder charge in that shooting that happened at the TI concert, but
that's a blessing.
He was indicted on 5 other felonies, and he could still end up going to prison for decades. They're trying to get him out on bail right now, though. Now, he's been indicted on 1 count of attempted second-degree murder and 4 counts of criminal possession of a weapon. So according to his attorney, he said the video does not show everything nor explain what happened in the VIP room before Troy came running out as a victim after he was shot. But I'm sure that you can hear what happened on his mixtape also.
Terrible situation. I don't know what happened in that VIP room, but I can guarantee that it was not worth it. It was not worth everything Troy is going through right now. It's not worth Banger being dead. Rest in peace, Banger.
At all, period. And shout out to Troy Ave's mom. I actually met her one time in Brooklyn. Really nice. She just retired, too, like a couple of years ago. So I know she's probably going through it, too.
Salute my guy, Hovain, too. What up, Hovain?
All right. Now let's talk numbers for the NBA Finals Game 7. Now, according to ESPN, the game had nearly 30.8 million viewers on ABC. In addition to that, more than 598,000 viewers streamed it on Watch ESPN, and they're saying that was the highest rating for the series since Michael Jordan's last championship back in 1998.
Now, I was surprised by that. I was surprised that that was the highest rated final since Michael Jordan won his last championship.
It was a great game, though.
It was a great game, but
it was a pretty good series because a lot of things that never happened before happened, and a lot of people looked at it as LeBron versus Steph Curry.
You know how many people have won championships since Michael Jordan won in 98? I mean, you had the Lakers dynasty with Shaq and Kobe.
True.
You had the Spurs. You had the Heat, and this is the highest rated final since Jordan. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Michael Jordan, damn it.
And nobody thought the Cavaliers would even make it to a Game 7. So, especially you, Charlamagne. A lot of people didn't even. So it was a big deal.
God is really, you know, blessing that third world country called Cleveland.
And Cleveland is far from a third world country.
They so mad at me for saying that. I mean,
they should be. Because you've never been there. You can't say that. And Cleveland.
Why would I want to visit a third world country? I've never been there in no third world countries.
But you can't call it that because it actually is nice. I spent a lot of time there in the mall. I was there for Christmas one year.
Some very nice people.
DJ Steph Floss. They had some great clubs
Steph Floss,
out there.
Steph Floss, my man Raconia. Good guys.
Rich Paul lived out there, and they didn't want to leave. So I know Rich Paul is happy that LeBron came back to Cleveland because they love
it so much.
Rich
Paul in New York right now.
Because
he's going back for the parade. Okay.
That's why the NBA draft is here on Thursday.
I'm sure Cleveland's a nice place.
It is.
Steve Harvey's from Cleveland.
Right. It's a beautiful place. All right, Michael Jackson. Now, this is a crazy story, and this was in the New York Post today. I don't know if you heard about this yet. Did you hear about this, Charlamagne?
What
they found from some old police reports from Michael Jackson that's never been shown before.
They're talk about
saying
his penis?
That he had a room at his Neverland estate that was devoted to his perverted sex habits, child pornography, bondage videos, personal notes, images of children being tortured. They said there were images that were downright shocking.
Cite your sources, Yee. Who's you?
I just
from?
Told you in the New York Post.
Oh, it's in the Post?
Yeah. Wow. And it's according to some never-before-seen police reports. They said he had images of child torture, adult and child nudity, female bondage, and sadomasochism. There's a photo of a child holding a mangled goose and a sex book called what? Room to Play. A photo of a murdered child beauty queen with a rope around her neck. Also, the chicks with D's. Bondage, bestiality.
Okay, Yee, we get it. It's very bad.
They said a lot of this stuff was used to desensitize the children, and Michael Jackson admitted taking one child after another into bed with him for long periods of time.
Why would that desensitize the child?
According
wouldn't that terrify
the
child?
DA, I guess it's you show them something over and over again so they start to feel like it's...
You know why I don't believe that story? Because there was a lot of people that were really out to get Michael Jackson. Like,
right.
That was a big trial. If they had all of that evidence and all that information, they would have released it to the public.
I don't know what's going on.
So I don't believe that situation.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about, but I can't look at Michael Jackson like that. Well, that is your rumor report.
That's because Off the Wall and Thriller too good. You don't want to look at
it's
Michael
just
like
hard
that.
Because now we really don't know.
You don't want to look at Michael like that because his music is too good, man. That's all it is. If we found out that stuff was true, we'd be forced to delete Thriller and Off the Wall and Bad off our iTunes and Tidal, and we don't want that.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. Whew.
You're just going to leave it there? You're not going to set me up?
Hold on. And next up.
I'm running down the court waiting for the ball.
Since we were talking about bestiality, we are going to have Charlamagne's donkey of the day. Who are you giving that donkey to, Charlamagne?
Donkey of the day is actually going to a pedophile this morning. You know my motto, death to all pedophiles.
Gosh.
I can't stand them. All of them need to be exterminated. His name is Chad Kemp. We'll talk about it four after the hour. It's the Breakfast Club.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
All right, donkey of the day for Tuesday, June 21st goes to Chad Kemp. Okay, 26-year-old from Oregon who is a child molester, a pedophile, a sex offender, a sexual assaulter, an R. Kelly, allegedly. Okay, this guy was sitting at the bar and witnesses told officials that they saw Chad Kemp consume at least 4 alcoholic drinks in 1 hour. So that means he was already lit. And this poor little 13-year-old girl was traveling alone from Dallas to Portland on the plane, okay, after visiting her father in San Antonio, and her family paid an extra fee of $300 for her to be taken care of during solo travels. I'm sure a lot of y'all have done that before. Mm-hmm. And according to the family's lawyer, they claim Kemp touched the girl on the plane about 15 times on a June 15th flight before staff noticed. The flight attendant spotted Chad Kemp, 26, with his hand near the teen's crotch and a single tear rolling down her cheek. When the girl would move Chad Kemp's hand and cross her legs, he would laugh and try again, according to the complaint. This sick bastard also stood up from his seat and pressed his face against the window, which was about 12 inches from the teen's face. The family's attorney, Brent Goodfellow, said that this young girl told this pedophile over and over, "Stop touching me." And at one point, he got angry and threw his earphones at her and continued to talk to himself. It wasn't until the flight attendant came around for drink service that she ordered Chad Kemp to change seats and brought the minor to a seat at the front of the plane. She then notified the captain of the occurrence, and Chad Kemp was arrested and charged with abusive sexual contact once he exited the plane.
Poor little girl.
The attorney, Brent Goodfellow, said that the teen is now traumatized, and he watched her jump even when her own mother went to touch her, and that she doesn't want to be on an airplane ever again. Chad Kemp appeared in court and pleaded not guilty to the charge and is being held at the, I think it's pronounced Monoma County Jail without bail, okay? Hey, brothers in the county jail in Monoma, handle that, all right? This story pisses me off so bad. I was gritting my teeth and my hand was shaking as I'm reading it this morning simply because I have daughters, two beautiful little girls, and I already suffer from extreme parental paranoia, and I feel for this father and mother who put this young girl on the plane, because this is exactly the kind of things you pray don't happen to your child when you put them in this type of situation. That's why you spend the extra $300 so they can be supervised. And I don't want anything good to happen to child molesters. I don't feel like this guy Chad has a right to an attorney. I don't feel like he has the right to a fair trial. I feel that if you get caught molesting a young child red-handed the way this man was, as soon as the flight attendant saw him with his hand in between her crotch, he was eligible for citizen's execution.
Disgusting.
Okay? Meaning the people on that plane, once informed of what he did, can take the law into their own hands. You get on that little walkie-talkie and you announce to the plane that this young man was molesting this young girl. This 26-year-old grown-ass man was molesting this young girl. I believe in anarchy in certain situations, and this is one of them. Death to all pedophiles. Guys like this are the reason why my nerves are bad as a father, and we have to exterminate these vermin. Forget letting them register as sex offenders and all that. Nope. Kill them. I used to believe in castration, and that's cool too, but they can still sexually assault and molest young kids in other ways, like this sick predator Chad Camp did. So, Chad, I wish you nothing but the worst, and I pray that guys in the Monoma County Jail know who you are and know what you are being held without bail for. Please give Chad Camp the biggest hee-haw.
Man, it's just so sad to picture that little girl trapped in the window seat by this child molester for the flight, scared to death.
Hey, you know my motto, the best pedophile is a dead pedophile. Death to all pedophiles. Don't feel no remorse, no sorrow for them whatsoever. And I wish somebody would stand up and try to speak on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wish. I know they don't got no association.
All right, well, I'm all for that donkey of the day today.
Yes.
Thank you, Charlamagne.
Now, do you think that the little girl was too young to be on the plane, though? Because I know me, I'm a micromanager of my situation when it comes to my kids.
So 13 years old,
that's
she's in the eighth
young,
grade.
Man. It's too young only because of guys like this. In my mind, I'm always thinking, I'm not a pessimistic person, and I'm not always thinking the worst, but I am thinking of these type of situations.
So if it's a holiday and say your daughter's going to spend time in South Carolina with the family.
I got to go with her. My wife got to go with her. Somebody got to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
She can't. No, no way. She can't do it. I don't care about no extra $300, none of that stuff like that. No.
It's hard. That has to be so difficult. You'll be scared the whole time your child is on the flight anyway. I hope everything's okay.
And stories like this don't make your parental paranoia no better.
I remember my ex-boyfriend, his nephew would come to New York and stay with us, and he would be on a flight by himself. I'm trying to think how old he was, maybe like 8. But, you know, they walk you all the way to the gate, onto the plane.
I don't care.
And then you get to wait at the gate.
I don't care.
Nope. But it still is a scary thing.
Not doing it. 1-800-585-1051. You think this young lady was too young to be on the plane by herself? Talk to me, man. Maybe y'all can make me feel better about the parental paranoia I be going through. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. That was a classic, Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotize. And, you know, this morning, I gave Donkey of the Day to a young man named Chad Camp. Chad Camp is a pedophile. I wish him nothing but the worst.
He's a disgusting, filthy animal.
I want him to die. It was a young girl who was 13 years old. She was traveling alone from Dallas to Portland after visiting her father in San Antonio. The family did what they were supposed to do and paid the extra fee of $300 for her to be taken care of during her solo travels. And she ended up being sat next to this pedophile, Chad Camp, or Chad sat next to her and basically molested her and groped her for 30 minutes.
So sad, and she was crying on the plane.
First of all, this young girl did nothing wrong. The parents did nothing wrong. The parents did everything that they were supposed to do.
They follow protocol.
It's people like this who caused me to have extreme parental paranoia.
But the airline definitely should have made him get away from her. He should not have been sitting right next to her in a middle seat.
They did, once the flight attendant.
An unaccompanied minor.
Yeah, the flight attendant said she saw him with his hand in her crotch.
It should have been a red flag when they told him the plane is half empty, you can move and have a whole row to yourself.
Yeah.
And he said, no thanks, I'll stay here next to this unaccompanied minor.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to have these conversations with your kids. It's sad that you got to plant these seeds in their mind because you don't want to instill like fear in them and make them think that the world is a bad place. But you got to tell them like, yo, it is people out here like this. And if they touch you here, you start screaming and acting a fool immediately. And you come and let me know.
And if you're uncomfortable in any way, you don't have to keep quiet. You speak out.
Or I tell my daughter all the time, whenever an adult does something to you and tells you not to tell your parents, that's when you especially come and tell your parents.
Right.
Period. But I still think this young girl is too young to fly on the plane. But that's only because I suffer from extreme parental paranoia. If my daughter is in the bathroom of my house too long, I'm knocking on the door asking what's going on in there.
Now, when I was 13, my parents did send me to all the way down to, like, the Jersey Shore. I had to take a bus. It was a long bus ride. I went by myself.
On the bus?
It was like 6 hours.
They don't care about you, Yee. I'm being honest with you. I think they just started caring about you when you started popping
up. But
on
I used to take the train by myself when I was young and everything to go to school. I used to take the bus to school by myself.
Your parents never took you to Disney World and they put you on a bus and said, go to Jersey Shore, six hours?
Yeah, one of my friends from school was there and I went to her summer house, family's summer house.
No, I just can't do it. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-585-1051. Hello.
Hi.
So you think 13 is too young to be traveling by yourself?
Not at all. I'm 21 now, and I've been traveling alone since I was about 7.
Seven is really young. You don't feel like that's just...
Where did you go at 7?
I went from Miami to Washington, D.C.
On what? The plane?
Yeah.
Why your parents don't love you, boo?
They do love me. They adore me, actually. And one of the things my parents did to make sure that I was safe constantly was enroll me in self-defense classes since the time I was 3.
You're 7. So, there's nothing you can do if a grown-ass person tries to do something
but
to you at 7.
There's a lot to do.
My daughter's in Taekwondo right now, but I know for a fact that she cannot overpower no 26-year-old man.
Well, okay. Taekwondo's not exactly a very strong suit when it comes to overpowering people over your size.
So you think that 7 years old is old enough, though, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't care what you know at 7. You is not judo flipping no 26-year-old man.
Well, that's her opinion. She went through it.
All right. Thank you, baby, for calling.
Hey, good morning. We're talking about how old is old enough to travel by yourself. We were talking about this 13-year-old traveling by yourself on the plane. You think that's too young?
Yeah, I agree fully with Charlamagne. I also suffer from parental paranoia. I have full custody of my 2 beautiful daughters. I don't even let them go to the corner store by themselves. And we live in a decent community. I won't even let them go to, like, the skating rink unless I'm there with them at all times.
I'm with you, my brother.
They need to be, to me, even, like, 15 is too young.
When are they old enough, you think, to travel alone?
18 and over.
I'm with you, bro.
I want to be with them girls every step of the way. I've already had them in self-defense classes. It's sad that we live in this world that we can't even let our kids go up to the store to get a piece of candy anymore without worrying about someone snatching them up or touching on young girls. It's very sad.
And I'm with you, bro. I'm not letting go of my daughters until I have to, and that means 18 when they're going off to college. Up until that point, I'm micromanaging. I'm with you. My wife talking to me now about sending my daughter away for summer camp and overnight summer camp, and I'm like, hell no. No.
Right.
No.
How old is your daughter?
7, about to be 8.
Okay.
Be 8 next week.
But yeah, I'm right there with you. I suffer from, I'm going to call it PT, parental paranoia. I've got it all day long.
Hey, listen, I don't want you sitting around going to your kid's young class talking about you suffering from pee-pee now. The teacher's going to be looking at you like, go to the bathroom then, you big grown ass.
So you didn't go on overnight school trip, Charlamagne, when you were young?
No, I was selling crack.
I remember when I was in 6th grade, we had an overnight school trip. It was for the whole weekend. I was excited.
I never did that. But 1-800-585-1051. Talk to me, man. Is 13 too young to be traveling by yourself? It's The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, our waffle-colored DJ friend Envy has left the building this morning. That was J. Cole, Wet Dreams, and this is exactly a terrible song to talk about what we're talking about right now, which is pedophilia. Okay, you child molesters, you sexual assaulters, you sex offenders, you R. Kellys of the world, allegedly. We're talking about this dude named Chad Camp. I gave him Donkey today because he was on a flight with this 13-year-old girl. The girl was traveling alone from Dallas to Portland. Her parents paid an extra fee of $300 for her to be taken care of during solo travels, and this guy molested her for 30 freaking minutes.
So sad, she was crying.
The flight attendant saw him.
She was trapped in the window seat.
Yep, and the flight attendant saw him with his hand in between her crotch. She had one tear coming down her cheek. That's when they made a move, and this is why I suffer from extreme parental paranoia because of sick freaking perverts like this, and I don't have no remorse for pedophiles. I think all pedophiles should be exterminated and killed on sight.
Okay. You said 18 is the age you would let your daughters finally travel alone.
I am micromanaging my daughter's situation until they turn 18. Even when they turn 18, I'm going to still be very actively involved. But then that's just as a man, you have to know that at 18, it's out of your control. Like, they're going to be going off to college. They're going to be having sex.
Well, let's see what you think about this. What is the age that is old enough for your child to travel alone? Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Chris.
Tris, what do you think is the age a child can travel alone?
I personally believe it should be around 13 to 14, you know, because at the end of the day, they still able to be able to tell you, like, all right, mommy or daddy, somebody did something to me or somebody did this. You know what I'm saying? They know right from wrong.
Yeah, but they still little fragile creatures at 13, man. This poor little girl was just sitting there traumatized while this 26-year-old man was molesting her. She couldn't even speak up for herself. I can't do that, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Charlamagne, peace to the planet. 803.
803 all day, Metro, was happening. Mm.
And Charlamagne, were you traveling by yourself at the age of 13?
No. I didn't get on a plane until after 9-11. I had all the grown-ass individual by then. I'm country for real.
So you drove to Disney World?
When did I go to Disney World? Yeah, we did drive because my aunt lives in Orlando.
Okay.
So we drove to Disney World, yeah, with the whole family, not by myself.
All right, we're taking your calls on what is the age that is appropriate to travel alone. What do you think?
I don't think it's appropriate for her to travel alone. But then at the same time, her mom and dad should probably just instill in whatever other kids they have or just people in the world should let their kids know that, hey, good touches and bad touches is a differentiation between the two. And putting your kids in self-defense is very important. My mom did that, and I traveled alone from, like, 14. So.
Okay. Now, it's interesting because we do have some flight attendants that have been tweeting us. Now, Camille is saying she used to be a flight attendant. She's seen younger kids be unaccompanied minors. But she said on every flight, I would move them to the front where I would see them. They put the kids in the back, though, safety, because kids like to run off the plane when it lands, and we're responsible for them. So she said as a flight attendant, though, she doesn't feel like they were paying enough attention. And another flight attendant actually tweeted us, Little Blonde Swan. She said, as a former flight attendant, I'm disgusted by the lack of attention they paid this child. Should have moved her in the first place.
That's true, because, like, I love flying JetBlue. Salute to JetBlue. And one time I flew JetBlue with my daughter, they asked me if I was the father.
They want to make sure.
They wanted to make sure.
Random,
yeah,
because
you gotta tell them that. Of course, they know it's a minor. You gotta buy a ticket for a minor, so they want to know who's sitting by her. And they're like, "Are you her father?"
And that disgusted me because they did ask him if he wanted to move his seat because the plane had a lot of seats available, and he said no. That should have been a red flag that said, "Okay, why does this man want to sit in the middle seat when he could be sitting anywhere else
Absolutely.
Next to this young girl?"
Sick bastard. All right. Well, the moral of the story is death to all pedophiles. I don't feel no remorse for y'all whatsoever. I don't think y'all need the right to an attorney. I don't think y'all deserve the right to a fair trial. Nothing. I think that we should have civil execution as soon as we know for a fact that this guy touched a young freaking child. Especially when you're a grown-ass man violating a
young
girl.
Disgusting. Okay.
And pray for all the brothers with daughters like myself, man. Now, you got rumor report coming up?
Yes, I do, Charlamagne. Thank you for throwing that to me.
You see, I did the behind the back. It wasn't like Steph the other night, behind the back, out of bounds, right to you.
We are going to talk about Trey Songz now. There was a report that he had been disrespectful to a female police officer. Well, he is refuting that. We'll tell you what he said. Also, we'll discuss T.I. and Tiny's daughter. Apparently, she got arrested for carrying a gun through a TSA checkpoint.
I don't blame her. She needed a gun with all these freaking pedophiles out here.
All right.
I'm glad she had her pistol with her. They should have let her take it on the plane. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there was a report about Trey Songz that he flew off the handle, got super disrespectful with a cop, and ended up calling her a minimum wage making bitch.
That don't sound like Trigger.
That's what I said, right? So now he has responded to that. He put up a video. Here's the video of him with the female cop.
Hey, she's so pretty.
So he said, what really happened backstage birthday bash? Where do y'all get this ish from, man? So that was his way of showing that story was not true.
First of all, both of us have known Trey before he even had an album out. That is not that young man's character at all.
Minimum wage making... Oh.
No.
I can't imagine that.
That don't even sound like Trey Songz.
All right, Made in America Festival. They have announced who's going to be performing. Rihanna and Coldplay are going to be headlining, and that's happening Labor Day weekend in Philly.
Why Jay-Z keep looking out for Coldplay, man? Coldplay was terrible at the Super Bowl.
Chris Martin.
You gotta stop looking out for your friends all the time.
Also, Chance the Rapper, Travis Scott, DJ Khaled, Bryson Tiller, Kodak Black, Grimes, ASAP Ferg, and designer Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. They're all performing. So that should be good. Last year it was Beyonce, The Weeknd, and J. Cole headlining.
That sounds like a great lineup, but you know, Coldplay don't have to be the headliner.
Why?
Just put Coldplay in the mix with everybody else.
It's his concert.
Did you see them at the Super Bowl? They were the worst part of the Super Bowl.
Well, tomorrow, title subscribers get first dibs on the tickets starting at 10 a.m. and everybody else after that. So you still get some benefits. And other concerts, Gucci Mane has announced the Gucci Mane and Friends concert. He's going to be celebrating his freedom. That concert is going to go down July 22nd at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. And tickets do go on sale for that on Friday at 10 a.m. So if you want to see Gucci Mane and Friends, you can check that out.
And by friends, he means other felons. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Gucci Mane and Felons concert coming soon. It's going to be great.
All right, T.I. and Tiny have defended their daughter. Now, Zanique actually had some issues. She tried to catch a last-minute flight in Atlanta to go see her boyfriend. She grabbed the wrong person. She had her gun inside of her bag. And Tiny actually went with her to buy that gun after she started getting threats on social media. A fan grabbed her at a recent listening party, so they wanted her to protect herself. So
it was registered and licensed, right?
Yes, it's fine. She went to go get a gun. It's just not supposed to be on the plane with you. That was the only issue. So
listen,
T.I. actually picked her up from the airport and has already hired a lawyer for her. It's illegal to have a gun in your carry-on. But
after hearing this story about this young man, 26 years old, Chad Camp, molesting this 13-year-old girl on the plane, I don't blame her for trying to take a gun on the plane. Not even a little bit.
I'm sure it'll be okay. You know, this happens all the time to people. They forget they have a gun in one of their bags. You can't travel with it. They get to the airport and they're like, oops, too late.
How often are you carrying guns that you just forget it's on you?
I mean,
If you get in a situation, you didn't realize it was in your bag.
In some places, people just always have a gun on them, I guess. And Rita Ora has a new deal. We told you about her split with Roc Nation. First, there were some lawsuits. Everything got taken care of. Well, now she is signing her deal with Atlantic Records UK. She just did that, and she's going to go back in the studio this year recording some new material. She said, music is my first love, and I'm looking forward to getting my new songs released. I'm thankful to my new Atlantic Records family for all their support and encouragement. All right.
I like Rita Ora.
We know.
I don't know about everybody else, but I enjoy Rita Ora.
All right. And LeBron James's 11-year-old son, LeBron Jr., is already getting recruited. He's gotten scholarship offers from Kentucky and Duke already.
How old is he?
11.
What? He's 11. I'm like, huh?
He can't even travel by himself.
He's got another 7 years, right? Six, seven?
But they want to make sure, I guess, he balls out already, so...
But he hasn't even proven himself to see if he's good enough to get a college scholarship.
Listen, he's already getting offers.
I'm not mad at nepotism, but if I'm LeBron James, I'm like, no, you go out there and you earn that scholarship. Don't just get that scholarship based off the James name.
They're already battling it out over young LeBron Jr. All right, and that is
get him while you got a hairline.
Rumor report, I'm Angela Yee.
What are we doing next?
It's not nice, Charlamagne.
Oh, the People's Choice mix is up next.
Come on, give Envy his props. I know he's not here, but now I always try to do a Yee mix, but Envy, I guess, feels some type of competition.
Envy's threatened by his position. You know, Yee did a couple Yee mixes before, and everybody started tweeting about him and requesting them. So now Envy never leaves here without leaving a mix.
He won't let me.
Smart guy that Envy is.
All right, well, goodbye to everybody in Revolt TV land. We'll be back tomorrow, of course. And now let's get ready for the People's Choice mix.